Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world, and as I do this, I hear all sorts of stories about the things that they do in their life. You know, I was sitting with this wonderful couple, four kids, Violet, George, Beatrice, and Henry, and they were having the time of their life talking about their parents. And they were saying, which one of their parents were best? And Violet said, my mom is the greatest. My mom is always there for me. My mom is always there to love me and to take care of me and to be with me. And George said, yeah, sure, but my dad and my mom are there. And they're both there to take care of me. And they're both there to look after me and see that I have everything that I need. They're just super. And Beatrice said, yes, and my mother and father are too. And my mother and father always know what is right for me, and they always tell me what's right for me. Now, Henry, Henry was a little devil. Henry said, well, I don't know. My mom and dad are always picking on me. They're always telling me what to do. They're always telling me that I have to clean up my room. I always have to put my things away, and they're always talking to me, and they're always telling me that I have to do this, that I have to do that, and I have to do the other thing. Henry, Violet said, I want you to come over and meet my mom. My mom really knows how to tell me how to do things. She makes me feel that it's my idea, and I know that. I don't tell her that, though, but I know that. Come on, let's go over and visit my mom. So Violet, George, Beatrice, and Henry just walked around the block there to where Violet lived, and there was her mother outside sweeping the front sidewalk. And Violet said, Mom, how you doing? And Mom says, well, Violet, how lovely to see you and George and Beatrice and Henry. My goodness, come on in. I have some milk and some cookies. Let's go and sit at the kitchen table. And so all the children went inside, and they sat at the kitchen table at Violet's house. And Violet says, you know, Mom, I was telling the kids how wonderful you are in getting me to do things so that I think it's my idea. Well, you know, Violet, both your father and I are very interested in seeing that you are the happiest girl that we can possibly have you be. And the best way for us to have you be happy is for us to be happy with ourselves. And so we're happy with ourselves, and we share that happiness with you. But Mom, you're so wonderful. How could I ever be so wonderful like you are? Violet, when you see me wonderful, that's a reflection of what's going on inside of you, how wonderful you are. You know, Violet, you are a very fine girl. Just look at these wonderful friends you have here. Just look at George. George is such a handsome young man. He does everything that is good and beautiful for himself and for everyone. He's always helping somebody. And Beatrice, my goodness, she's so lovely. You think she comes out of a very sophisticated family, and I guess she does. Beatrice, are your mommy and daddy sophisticated? What does sophisticated mean? Well, sophisticated means that they know what the right thing to do is at the right time in the right way, and they always do it. Well, yeah, I guess you could say that. That's what they are always teaching me. And Henry, what about your mom and dad? You seem to be a little bit of a rebel, and you seem to be objecting to things all the time. What seems to be the problem? Well, my mom and dad are always telling me what to do. They're always telling me where to go. They're always telling me how to act. They're always telling me what to believe and stuff like that, and I get so tired of it. Well, Henry, why don't you play a game with your mom and dad? Now, the next time you're with your mom and dad, you just say, okay, Mom, what would you like me to do? And your mom will fall off her chair. I mean, your mom will be so happy. She'll pay attention to you and she'll say, Henry, what a lovely boy. I always knew you were a lovely boy. Henry, would you sweep the floor for me? Sure, Mom, glad to do it. And then another time Henry goes in and he says, Mom, I dropped my clothes on the floor here in my bedroom and I don't really know how to put them away proper. Will you show me? Henry, you've done this before. You use that just as an idea to have me do your work. Mom, this is different. I've been talking with Violet's mom, and I learned something. All right, Henry, we'll just think of you different now. We'll think of you as always doing the right thing in the right way at the right time, because you're just the right boy. Gee, Mom, thanks. I like that. Thanks, Mom. Gee, Mom, thanks. Oh, that's so wonderful, Mom. You're so wonderful, Mom. Oh, Mom, I love you. Yes, Henry, I know, and I love you too. And your father does too. We're both always thinking of what can we do to make you happy? You are? Sure. We're thinking how nice clothes make you look handsome.
Yeah.
And that if we teach you how to put your clothes away, they'll stay nice and you'll be able to wear them to school, and all your friends will look at you and say, what a handsome boy Henry is. And, you know, we teach you to take care of your toys and not to play with them so rough and bang them, but just to enjoy them, to cuddle them, to love them and enjoy them.
Yeah, Mom, but I like to bang them sometimes.
Well, Henry, why do you like to bang them?
Well, Mom, I like to bang them because I feel frustrated.
Well, Henry, that's a pretty big word, frustrated. Do you know what that means?
Yes, Mom, I know that thing. That means that I'm not getting my own way.
Oh, how interesting. Mm-hmm. Henry, if your way and my way are the one way, and you always get our way, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Mom, you make that sound interesting.
No, Henry, it is interesting. Because when we all work together for the same end, wonderful things happen. Well, Henry told Violet what happened at home, and Violet said, gee, Mom, you know, when Henry was doing the right things with his mom, all sorts of good things happened to him. And George said,
well, I think I'm going to practice some of that stuff that Henry's working with his mom on.
And Beatrice says, oh, I know. My mother and father just adore me, and I adore them, and I think they're... Oh, come on, off with the door stuff. Hey, boys and girls, look at that. There comes Mr. Sandman. He's got a bag of pixie dust around his waist. See that?
It's a heavy bag, too, but it doesn't look heavy. It's a big bag, but it doesn't look too big.
But it never gets empty. Now, he's going to sprinkle that pixie dust on all the boys and girls, and give them happy dreams and wonderful thoughts as they go to sleep and think lovely things. Now, come on, jump into bed now. Call your mommy and daddy and give them each a big hug and say, Mom and Dad, you're the greatest. I love you, I love you, I love you. And just watch how much your mom and dad are going to say,
my goodness, how wonderful this is. I'll have to do this more often.
And isn't that fun? Now, this is Mr. Candle speaking. And I'll come back and visit you another night. And you just keep my candlelight burning on your bedside table, and I'll be here. Because, boys and girls, I love you. I love you. I love you.